Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan. That music just keeps getting better and better.
It does. This is just fantastic. We'll tell people what it is when they're sick of it. Right. So in the latest food and wine from July 2019, we have the pleasure of some ideas of how to order wine at restaurants or the challenges you are presented when you have that opportunity. So let's go through a few of them. And this is written by
Ray Isle, who is the wine writer for Food and Wine. He really has a great sensibility about him.
Smart guy. So the first thing that he suggests is to abandon your comfort zone. And I think this is the smartest thing you can tell anybody about life, wine, or anything else.
Well, when you have a sommelier in a restaurant who can help guide you, why not experiment? This is like, I don't know, hand gliding with an expert.
Or going skiing with a fantastic guide.
If you can express what you like, a good somm can help translate that into a wine that you will like. That's
why they make the big bucks.
Right. What's number two?
Skip the wine words.
Okay. To me, this means don't get hung up on what the flavors are, what the components are, maybe even what the varietal is. When you and I talk about wine, or when you and your guests on Face the Music talk about music, you need to have a shared language to be able to express something in words, something that is aural or oral in words, right? But at the same time, you can get hung up in that language and it can alienate other people. The best way that I found when I worked in the wine business was to do what I also did when I worked in public libraries, is to ask people what they had recently that they really liked.
Number three, when baffled, ask questions. Duh.
Yeah. Sometimes you can go into a restaurant and there's a huge wine list and you don't recognize anything. Sometimes there's a small wine list and you don't recognize anything. Maybe the restaurant is a restaurant devoted to all of wines from Georgia or somewhere else that you're not that familiar with. Just ask. There has to be someone there. Even if the restaurant doesn't have a sommelier, the wait staff or a manager or the bartender or whoever it is that orders wine should have enough knowledge that they can guide you to what will go well with what you're eating.
You're not the first person to drink anything that's on that list. So somebody has done this before. So it's not like you're going to Mars.
That's a great point.
You're just ordering wine. And so somebody has to know something about this. And asking questions is one of the best things you can do, ordering wine or otherwise. And frankly, everybody likes to be asked about stuff. People want to know if they have some expertise. They want to communicate that to you, and everybody wants you to have a good time. That's why you went out for dinner and didn't stay home to eat crackers.
And a follow-up to that, if perhaps you have a server who is not well-versed in wine, they're new, they missed the training that day, they're nervous about it, whatever, in a nice way, ask for someone who really knows the wine list to help you. Don't feel held back just because maybe the one person who is helping you with your food service is not always an expert in wine service.
This is coming from the July 2019 Food and Wine. Ray Isle is the writer. Highly recommended. Really nicely put together. Some really great ideas. And we'll have the remaining four next week. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.